Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How did you feel about the show?
I didn't like it.
Could you be more specific?
I just don't like the people or what they're saying or doing.
We'll work on that.
That's a new Family Guy, right? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, all right. Just this week's episode.
Or it's a focus group.
Yes.
On the Empire here.
It's a focus group about any show.
It's bored Facebook dudes that are pissed off that their careers didn't go where they wanted. They hate us. That's what I can tell by those Facebook posts. Craig, what's up?
Paul Walker's Hot Wheels.
Oh.
Is another one of the players in the Deadpool that had Bill Macy.
I told our buddy Jim there, our boss Jim, he got a hit today because we know he's the secret guy behind... Blackout sucks, Jim rolls, or everything.
Right.
Other way around, yeah.
Also getting a hit is Poobah, Red-Haired Reaper. Scabby Balls gets a hit, as does Shep's Reach Around. Snot Sea Cucumber. The Ruling on the Field. And Tyler's Ghost Babies.
What's that from?
Hits. I have no idea. All get hits.
I don't remember that.
The 97-year-old Bill
Macy. Any
little
more change of Bill Macy?
No, as a matter of fact.
All right.
There is still... Oh, sorry. There are two players now with six hits. Leading the league by far in tiebreaker points is Catheter Ice Cream.
Oh, overtook who?
Pants off, hoodie on.
Oh, that guy was only in charge, only leading like a week.
Yeah.
It's a marathon.
Catheter Ice Cream.
Yeah. Still 9 or 10 weeks to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, we met the guy whose Deadpool name comes just before or after Catheter Ice Cream, and he was ticked because he's got a good name, but it always seems to get overshadowed by Catheter Ice Cream, who he says has, gets hits about the same time he does.
Yeah.
We met him at the
disc golf. Yeah. What was his name?
He was, started with a C.
Can you say it?
No, I don't remember.
Oh.
I mean, I would.
We did meet it, right.
Well, if it's right after or right before, look at what's right after or right before.
Well,
where? He didn't make it this time.
You don't have a list of all the names in alphabetical order?
Oh, no, it takes forever.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that dude listens all the time. We should remember he had a good name, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good for them.
Good for Catheter Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Not exactly the way I want to get mine.
And remember, that was a real story.
Yes.
Somebody found a catheter in their ice
cream. That was it.
Oh. Well, okay then. And we are celebrating National Make a Dog's Day.
I'd do that simply by walking in the door.
That's all you have to do
to make your dog's
day. I'll make my dog's day when I get home.
Is walk in the door.
Our dog's alone for a couple
Scratch
of hours.
Scratch the ears. They're happy.
Yep. They're just happy to
so
see you.
So am I, actually.
I have no concept of time. You've been gone forever.
I know. Well, actually, they've looked into that. They think dogs do have more concept of time than It's not as not the hour thing, but they do react differently going for a day than they do an hour.
They
looked into that.
I thought it was like anything up to 20 minutes, and then after that, it might as well be a day.
Well, they looked into it, and they said, yeah, they said it's not you leaving and coming right back. They know you just left. That used to be the old joke. You leave, come back a minute later, and they thought you're going for 10 days. But they've actually looked into it, more studies, that dogs do know sometime, not all time, not like we think, not like us.
But that right there is why they went over cats.
Oh, because they care.
Because they're happy to see you.
Right.
They're friendly.
Yeah.
Well, and I also wrote a study that cats are more dependent on you than they actually are.
I read that
on.
Too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but they're still jerks.
Yeah.
But not as jerky as you'd think if you read this
piece.
I don't
hate cats. I just don't. We don't have them, but, you know.
Yeah, they're not my number one pet choice.
Yeah.
I'm allergic, so I've got that always right there. Let's get a cat. Nope, I'm allergic.
Yep.
It'll make hypoallergenic they do. Cats.
They do, yeah. Like,
yeah, but they probably cost a whole fortune, and I'm not paying that for a cat.
That nasty, hairless-looking cat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hideous thing.
Yeah,
my daughter loves
those things.
Yeah, that's what I want staring at me in a dark room middle of the night again.
A hairless cat.
Yeah.
What? Now, normally, I wouldn't mind a hairless cat. I'm talking about there, Craig. You I'm talking about it, too.
I'm quite aware.
And that can stare at me in the dark all damn day.
All right, one little landing strip. They're all right.
I don't mind that either. I don't mind a cat full of hair. It's coming back.
That's what I saw the other day.
I haven't seen it more in
porn. When I say coming back,
not like
starting to trend.
Right.
Which is still not a lot of people.
No.
Yeah, we don't get to see a big sample size.
Not in person.
Not complaining, though. Don't want anybody to misconstrue that.
Well, back in the day when we thought...
It wouldn't help anyway. Why complain? It wouldn't help anyway. You know, look at it that way.
Back in the day when we were first proven wrong...
Go to a strip joint and see one and be totally innocent.
No.
Well, you're totally innocent going to strip joint.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that landing strip is not innocent.
No, but you don't have to. I mean, you can still look at it and still be faithful.
But you are when you go into the strip club, an innocent man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day when we were wrong about whether or not a sex tape would ruin your career.
Right. Rob Lowe, that was almost ruined his career.
Right. Well, see, and that's what we're talking about here.
Might have been the underage thing that hurt him a little more.
He was really young, too. He was also really young.
It was much more scandalous then.
But it happened all the time, just on video.
Most people,
Rob Lowe was 25 having a threesome with two young chicks. Wow. He's the first celebrity ever to do that.
You know, I didn't talk to a whole lot of people about that. I remember the story.
Right.
But at the same time, I remember thinking,
I didn't care.
Of course he is.
Yes, of course he is.
And of course they are.
And of course the one girl was only 17 and not 18.
But even then.
He's like 24 maybe the time.
Of course they're jumping on him.
Right.
Look at him.
He's Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Did it affect his career?
You jump on him. Yeah.
Briefly, right.
I think he was
because most people said, "Really, a Hollywood star banging two chicks at once? No way."
He's apparently going out on a speaking tour now.
Yeah, he talked about his life. Yeah,
called "Stories I Only Tell My Friends Lives,"
which
means it's not true.
True. I only told my friends what it should be called.
Yeah, and
you got any
here
stories?
He is talking about that sex tape scandal. Not a whole lot to this, but here it is. He's talking about the sex tape scandal, knocking some out with a 16-year-old girl that he met in a nightclub.
It's one of the reasons why I got sober. You know, it's like I woke up one day and was like, what am I doing with my life? And I'm, 29 years in, like people talk about, I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Honestly, I do, because got me sober got me married, been married 29 years, and I have two great sons. I don't think any of that happens without going through that scandal.
Okay.
He talks a little bit more about being sober for 30 years.
I talk a lot about recovery in the show because it's good to see the example. I needed the examples when I was trying to change my life, and it's moving because it's a serious literal life and death issue. But it's also really funny. I do a whole thing about how I loved going to rehab. That I suggest if you know Christmas break, if you're thinking about it, and it's like, oh, do we go to Cabo San Lucas or do we go to rehab? I'd pick rehab.
All right. Yeah, you've been sober the whole time. You must have been a real big bad drunk.
Yeah, but they don't let you drink in rehab,
no,
they do at Cabo.
Damn right they
do. Well, you could probably get laid at rehab, or a lot of you can.
Yeah.
Because he's Rob Lowe. Did they let you have conjugal visits at rehab? Or did they...
Unless you're in sex rehab, probably.
Limit your sexual
Yeah, as long as she ain't packing any vodka anywhere.
Mm.
I don't think we're ever going to find out, because we have... self-control.
No?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
We've never been to rehab.
Well, we could ask Lundholm.
Yeah, he's boring. He hasn't drank in 30 years.
Yeah,
what's
I know,
he know?
I bet you
we know more about partying than he does.
He knows about the rules within rehab facilities.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure if you're in there just for like at least the first couple of weeks, they probably don't let you have sex with anybody.
Probably not. But I'm guessing you're walking down the hall and you're banging somebody in the hallway.
Right. If you're addicted to other substances, you might be addicted to the sex thing, too.
Yeah, it's probably a bigger faux pas to bang another patient at the
happens.
Rehab.
Bet
oh,
happens.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah,
we were discussing yesterday and early this morning, inappropriate.
Therapist, but this is actual other patients. So.
Worker and client relationships.
Yeah.
There was one guy that was getting so much action that they, and it was in a tattoo parlor. He wrote us an email.
Yeah.
That they made a rule just because of him.
Don't bang Jimmy.
He dug chicks with saran wrap around their arm.
Leonard Skinner fans have been going to. And I don't think I'm saying this correctly, but I'm going to give it a shot. Emmett County in Mississippi.
That's the woods where the plane went down.
Oh.
For the past 42 years, they finally got something to see. Many of them looking for the swamp where the plane crashed in 77, never found anything. But Sunday, on the anniversary of the crash that killed three members of Leonard Skinner, including the lead singer, and then three others. A monument has now been dedicated in Gillsburg. A group of residents organized a fundraising campaign that brought in $67,000 to build a 7-ton granite monument. So now you can go there and see something.
There's a documentary, If I Leave Here Tomorrow. It's a great documentary. It's out there now. You're a big Skinner fan. I was. And it goes back to that, you know, they find the original guys that found the plane. Some hillbillies in that area saw it go down, and they found them. They're alive to this day, talking about what happened.
I remember when that premiered, and I saw it on the guide, and went, "Oh, that looks like a bummer."
But it's about their whole career.
Okay,
it's really good. It's really good. Yeah,
they're focusing on the
end.
Those
dudes partied, man. Jesus, they drank. They drank and beat the hell out of each other. I mean, they did. They would fight all the time, physically fight.
Well, that happens with us every now and again.
No, we don't. It's one thing we never have done. Just start fisticuffs, you know?
Never pulled a gun on anybody?
No, those guys are crazy, man.
Yeah. Out of Florida, Joe Sinawa wanted to see his kid. He's paying child support. Let him see his kid. So he goes to the courthouse in an effort to obtain visiting rights for the kid.
World's Greatest Dad T-shirt, one of those deals?
No.
Drunk?
Jesus
no,
sucks?
No.
Joe
no,
Buck
no,
sucks
no,
T-shirt?
No,
what?
No.
Drunk?
No.
Had a warrant.
Yeah. You nail it?
No, Todd, you want to give this a try?
Okay.
Just don't try. Just let me tell the story.
All right. And why ask him?
Mocking you two for trying that crap. God, shut the hell up. Would you let a guy tell a story?
Why'd you ask us to guess then?
I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah. He asked me to guess.
I asked Todd to.
After we guessed.
No, Craig, why don't you just tell us the story since you have the details right in front of you?
Okay. You paused for a second. That meant that was a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was that a question?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure that look was a statement. That was not one we can say on the air. Yeah.
So he goes to the courthouse in an effort to obtain visiting rights for the kid. The judge says, yeah, fine, but you got to do the DNA test, prove the paternity.
Okay.
Not a problem there.
There you go.
Well, then he learned he was not the father of this kid at all.
He said, okay, see you later.
The judge said he does not need to pay child support any longer.
See, but I always thought there are judges that rule on both sides of that issue. Well, you raise the kid, it's yours anyway. That kind of stuff. Remember that?
Well, he and the woman weren't together.
Got it. She didn't care. Got it.
No.
Does he get the money back he's already paid?
Yeah. That would be real justice.
Yeah.
But he probably liked the kid.
Yeah, but he probably also likes that money.
Yeah, but he ain't going to see that again.
It was a third of his check.
She has pissed that all away.
Okay. Where's it go from here?
Pissed it away raising a kid.
So the judge said he didn't need to pay child support any longer. The Florida Department of Revenue didn't care for that decision. They appealed the decision by the judge. There was a reversal of the judge's decision.
Yep.
That means Mr. Sinowa has to continue paying child support.
This is one of those crazy things that I don't understand in the family court situation. We've heard these stories before where guys that found out they're not the biological dad and were in on the ruse. Everybody around them made them sure they were the dad. Oh, you're the dad. Don't worry about it. Start paying, and they find out they're not. Have to keep paying. I never understood that.
Nor I.
Yeah. Now, I understand just being a sperm donor doesn't make you a dad. A dad is somebody who raised you. But if the guy wants to get out of the child support and he's not the physical dad, he should be able to get
out of it.
If
he's not the dad, he's not the dad.
And he might still want to like to, yeah, whatever. It's just the way it is.
The state said that Mr. Sinowa did not jump through the right hoops to say that he was not the dad.
What you need is somebody
to give. They figured that eventually he's going to be able to get out of this.
Yep.
But as of now, the Florida Department of Revenue said, we don't care that you are not the father of this kid.
I'm sure he
has. You need to keep paying.
He has some recourse, but he probably can't afford it. He can't afford a team of lawyers.
He's now representing himself because he can't afford a lawyer.
We've heard a lot of these kind of stories where a guy is actually not the physical dad, but supposed to keep paying the money. Now, when your dad adopted you, could he have said after about a year, listen, he ain't mine, I'll show you.
And no.
In somewhere and said, look, he's not mine, I ain't paying for him.
No refund?
Sure, you adopted him.
No, they come with a no refund policy.
They do. And DNA wasn't a thing then.
Yeah, you're right.
As much so.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't give him back. I mean, the biological parents had already said, we don't love him, take him.
Yeah, good point.
Now, if he does want to be part of this kid's life, and he is paying child support, he should have visitation
rights.
Well,
then he gets to get the rights, yeah. I'm sure he's allowed to.
Well, I don't know if he does. Oh. They could screw him over there, too.
Well, he doesn't want to pay. The mother of the child doesn't want him to pay. She doesn't want to see him.
Oh, okay.
They got nothing.
She wants no ties.
She wants no ties with this guy.
Yeah, but he might want to. If I'm paying, I want to see the kid now. Unless he doesn't want. Unless he has.
Well,
he's a heartless guy.
Or he might.
Or I'm
just
shaking
say,
down the kid every time I'm with him for whatever he's got with his pocket.
Well, he should just make an arrangement with her. Listen, I won't bug you if you just send me a check. Send me my money every week.
Or
every month.
Oh, just pay it around. Yeah. Pay it forward.
Listen, I won't bug you if you just give me that money back.
Yeah, but this just seems like one of those things where it shouldn't be any more difficult than here's the DNA test. Not my kid. I'm out.
Yeah. It's the first time we heard these stories before.
You know?
The bride says, oh, you raised him. He's yours. I don't care if he's not yours at all, physically.
Yeah, in this case, the guy didn't even raise the kid.
Right. Man, he wasn't even around at all for the kid. Obviously, he didn't care. You're right. He wasn't even around at all. He's still just paying. He's like, whatever. It's mine.
Yeah.
Right.
So now I'm paying. I guess I'll be a dad. Oh, no, you're not the father.
Yeah, but Mom doesn't want that. Mom doesn't want him around.
Right. That's why I had to go to court, and figure all this out.
Could they got you for 18 years of back pay?
Oh,
if they really wanted?
I think there's a statute of limitations
got
on
it,
that, but they probably could have.
Right. But, at the time, you couldn't get blown from a stone. You know,
right.
You were just a kid, a college kid, so.
Yeah, that would have been pretty sad with that $4 check floating in every month. I wasn't making any money.
I'm a little short. It's $350 this time. $4 a month. Yeah.
Well, they pluck it right out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
If you choose.
Yep.
No, I don't think it. I didn't have a choice.
Oh, when you had with your other kids, right?
Yeah. And frankly, I wanted it that way. Yeah. That way, there was a record.
It. Yeah, on a record, too. Yeah,
I had a friend of mine who got divorced. He was stupid enough to just send the ex a check every month. let's not get the courts involved. Well, 10 years later, she went to the courts and said, oh, I haven't seen any money from her. Total lie. Total lie. So he got stuck with 10 years of back child support, even though he had actually given her checks.
Yeah, if it doesn't go through the right channels, as far as they're concerned, it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's the mistake he made. Yeah.
Wrap it up, cousin rubbers, extra thick.
That, and she's a lying little bitch.
Don't knock him up.
Out of Wisconsin, a 20-year-old base jumper. You know, those lunatics.
Yeah, they are.
Jumping off the...
Just throwing their parachute whatever. In the air.
Buildings, bridges, antennas.
Hold the parachute in your hand, just whip it in the air. That's crazy, man.
20-year-old base jumper jumped illegally from a 300-foot cell phone tower.
That's tough because there are wires on those things sometimes, at least the radio ones. Cell phones are probably freestanding, but what about it? What happened?
He had to call the police on himself. His parachute became caught in a guy wire, leaving him dangling 50 feet from the ground.
50 feet.
So he had to call the police on his own illegal act.
Aren't you crawling up every scissors if you're the cops and just saying, hey, where you want me to come in and cut this now? Well, are you going to do this again, dumbass?
The guy can cut the parachute loose from him from right there.
But 50 feet.
Come on. I'm
five floors. You're breaking a leg at least, maybe killing yourself.
You might not die.
He was treated at the
hospital. He had a cell phone on him.
Arrested for criminal trespass.
Hey, I'm hanging out over here.
Literally.
There's another rule. Always bring a cell phone in case your illegal activity goes wrong.
So you can call the cops for yourself. Dumbass.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.